Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
One Gay, One Person by Zhang, Massachusetts, USA. My elementary and junior high school years were difficult. My parents divorced when I was 10 years old. My brother was 9 and my sister was 5. Home life was not easy. Although school could have been a place to get away from the unhappiness at home, it was often worse. I had some friends, but I also had enemies for no apparent reason. Starting in fourth grade, they chased me after school and tried to beat me up. I had to run home almost daily. In our last year at that school, I was relieved until I learned that all of us would go to the same junior high school. Seventh grade was further from home, yet not far enough for me to take the bus. I ran the mile or so home every day. I'm sure the bullies didn't chase me every single day, but I didn't want to take any chances. In the cafeteria, I chose tables with only a few kids. We didn't talk much to each other. They probably had the same problems I did. Everyone at the table seemed a little scared. I was worried every day, even sitting in the cafeteria where some of my foes were. One day, one person changed the rest of my life. He was very popular and had lots of friends at school. He hung out with the other kids I knew by name who knew me, but we didn't socialize much. They just hadn't paid any attention to me. Bill came up to me and said, "John, why don't you come over and sit with us at our table?" I couldn't believe my ears. There was no reason for Bill to risk his popularity by inviting me to join his friends. I was nervous, even scared, but I said okay and went to sit down at his table. It was packed end to end with about 15 kids. Those kids quickly became some of my best friends. I don't remember if I had been the first day, the third, or the 13th, but it was finally okay. I started walking home with some of my new friends and no longer had to run. From then through high school, I was able to gain some self-respect. I became outgoing and confident and made more friends. I now own a home and business and have a fulfilling social life. That all began when Bill asked me to join his table, where I met friends I still have 23 years later. I have never forgotten Bill's kindness. He wasn't obligated to include me and may not even realize what an impact he had. I now watch out for other people who might be in the same situation as I was that day, feeling alone, nervous, or scared. I learned that simple acts can have big results, and I know what one person can change in one day.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.